Tuesday, 29 September. Karen Borg had had a restless night. Not in itself an unusual occurrence. She was always tired in the evenings and fell asleep within minutes of going to bed. The problem was that she always woke up again, mostly at about 5 o'clock in the morning. She would still be tired and heavy with sleep, but incapable of drifting back into the world of dreams. Her problems seemed immense at night, even the ones that by day were little more than fleeting shadows, things that were so easy to play down in the light of day as mundane, unthreatening, or mere irritations, became in this transition period before dawn pervasive menacing spectres looming over her. All too often she would lie there twisting and turning until 6:30 or so, and then drop into a deep unconscious sleep, until the alarm clock jerked her out of it only 30 minutes later. Last night she'd woken at 2, drenched in sweat. She'd been sitting in an aeroplane with no floor, and the passengers were having to balance without safety belts on little projections attached to the aircraft walls. After clinging on tight until she was faint from exhaustion, she felt the plane go into a sudden steep descent towards the ground. She woke as it crashed into a hill. Dreams about plane crashes were supposed to be a sign of lack of control over one's life, but she didn't feel that could apply to her. It was a bright autumn day for once. It had been pouring with rain all week, but last night the temperature had risen to 15 degrees Celsius, and the sun was making a final effort to remind everyone that it was not so very long since summer, after all. The trees on Olaf Roy's Plas were already turning reddish yellow.